From the California Institute of Technology, this is the Lowdown on Science with Sandrit Singh Low.
Hey, guys and gals, you think dating is hard? Pity the simultaneous hermaphrodite. That's an animal with both sets of sex organs. Here, who gets to wear the pants, so to speak, is a matter of negotiation and combat. Often, the gender war escalates to permanent bodily harm. Take the polyclad flatworm. While jockeying for position, a mating pair will blast each other with jets of corrosive, flesh-dissolving seminal fluid, just like couples do over piña coladas at TGI Fridays. No. Anyway, the stuff actually eats through the skin of the mate, allowing sperm to swim about the body in search of eggs. Both mates can be fertilized, but in most cases, the less adept marksworm gets stuck with the exhausting female role, laying eggs while recovering from the, ejaculate burns. Similarly, Australia's Pseudoceras bifurcus marine worm engages in a mating practice called, and no, we didn't make this up, penis fencing. These seaworm swashbucklers clash in a genital jousting match, and again, loser has to be the girl. The wounds she carries will hinder her future desirability as a mate, and that has some researchers wondering if the coital combat of hermaphrodites isn't just sending them down an evolutionary dead end. Why don't they just try the dating service It's Just Lunch? That's what they need. It's Just Lunch for worms. It'd be much nicer.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by Caltech in Pasadena, California, on the web at caltech.edu, and by 89.3 KPCC. Support comes from TIAA CREF, Financial Services for the Greater Good, on the web at TIAA-CREF.org.